From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
I have to thank you for my inclusion as a two-part clue in last week's Sunday New York Times crossword puzzle. I guess from now on I'm forever going to be known as 7 down and 42 across.
Yeah, most people don't get their first and last names in the crossword, but you did, and I tell you, I had nothing to do with putting that in myself. That was the puzzle maker, Jim Page, who did that.
Well, it was fantastic. And, of course, the solution is in today's New York Times Sunday crossword puzzle.
Right.
But I was honored to be included. So the answer to that challenge is in the newspaper. You left us with a challenge last week. What was it?
Yes, I said, think of a boy's first name in six letters. Move the first two letters to the end to get a word meaning a bird. Then move the first two letters of that to the end to name a well-known English writer of the past. What words are these?
What words are they?
Well, the boy's name is Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T. Move the first two letters, you get Nestor. And move the first two letters again, you get Stern, as in Lawrence Stern.
We had over 700 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Barbara Lawrence. And she joins us from Lake Wales, Florida. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do there in Lake Wales?
Well, I work for a county government doing programming work.
Uh-huh. Where is Lake Wales?
It's in central Florida, kind of midway between Tampa and Orlando. We have the Bach Singing Tower here.
The Bach Singing Tower?
Yes.
What is that?
That's a carillon.
Oh.
Nature preserve.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Over 12 years, because I can remember sending in postcards from way back when.
All right. Well, are you ready to play?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, we'll meet Barbara. Let's play.
All right, Barbara, I'm going to give you two words from a well-known saying or proverb. You tell me the one other word from the proverb that fits between my two words alphabetically. For example, if I said saves time, you would say stitch, as in a stitch in time saves nine, and stitch is the one word from that proverb that goes between saves and time.
Okay.
All right, number one is away, doctor. And first of all, you need to think of what proverb has the words away and doctor in it.
I am completely...
All right, it would be an apple a day takes... keeps the doctor away.
All right, and what word goes... Day is right, good. Your next one, angels, fools.
Fear?
That's it. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Fear is in the middle. Fence, greener.
Leanne?
I'm guessing grass.
Grass is right. So, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence.
Oh, I always heard that phrase, in the other fella's yard.
Well, whatever works. Try this one. Beauty, eye.
Beholder?
Beholder is right. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Fury, F-U-R-Y, hell.
Half?
Half. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, is right. Deed, good.
So the proverb you're thinking of is that no good deed goes unpunished, right?
That's the one.
So the
goes, then.
Goes, right.
Goes is it. Good. Boy, Jack.
Oh, I don't know this one at all.
The last word in the proverb is boy.
Really?
Okay, this is a proverb I haven't heard.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you tell me if you've heard of this. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Right.
Oh.
So the answer is dull.
Dull.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, try this. Thousand worth, W-O-R-T-H.
Picture.
That's the one.
Yeah.
What did you say, Barbara? Picture? Did you say picture?
Yeah, picture.
Is that
worth.
No, it has to be between T and W,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know. That's...
Yeah.
But it does start a picture, yeah?
Pictures is worth.
Words?
Words is right. Try this one. Behind, burn.
What's the second word that you...
Burn. The second word is burn, B-U-R-N. Behind, burn.
Bridges.
That's it. Don't burn your bridges behind you. Before, count.
Chickens?
That's right. Don't count your chickens before they're hatched. flattery, imitation.
Greatest.
You're saying flattery is the greatest form of imitation.
So, well, you form. Basic form is it. Imitation okay. is usually the sincerest form
okay.
of flattery.
Okay.
How about people, stones? People and stones.
Shouldn't.
Shouldn't. People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Softly, stick.
Speak.
Speak, right. Speak softly and carry a big stick. And here's your last one.
A sigh of relief.
Yes.
Way, W-A-Y, and will.
Where?
Where. That's my favorite proverb. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Where there's a will, there's a puzzle, always. Barbara, that was fantastic. You know your proverbs.
Except for that one.
Yeah, well, but the idea of then trying to find the alphabetical word between the two. Will, this was a brilliant puzzle.
Thank you very much.
This was fun. Barbara, did you have fun?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. Oh, good. And we're going to send you some things, too. We'll send you a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Wordplay, the official companion book to the movie, featuring Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Whew, the list gets longer and longer. Barbara, what's your member public radio station? What's your member station?
It's WUSF in Tampa, Florida.
All right, Barbara Lawrence from Lake Wales, Florida. Thanks a lot for taking the time to play the puzzle with us today.
Thanks, Leanne and Will. I enjoyed it.
We enjoyed you. You were fabulous. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Now, Will, you have something for all of us to work on in the next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Philip Goodman of Binghamton, New York. Name a well-known American of the past, consisting of 8 letters. This is the person's full name, as he or she was known. 6 of the letters are consonants, and all 6 of these consonants are Roman numerals. Who is this famous person? So again, a famous person of the past, 8 letters, full name, 6 of the letters are consonants, and all 6 of these are Roman numerals. Who is this famous American?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who joined us from New York. Will, I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks, and then we rendezvous in 3 weeks to do a benefit for WDIY and the theater up in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So I look forward to seeing you. And,
yeah, looking forward to that.
And have fun with the folks who are going to be sitting in, Sheila Cast and Don Gagne will be here playing the puzzle, and both of them do quite well. So thanks a lot for this week, Will.
Good. Thanks, Leanne.